This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So we go into this week with a key indicator for stocks, the S&P 500, up 1.9% since the election of Donald Trump. Bonds are down in anticipation of either stronger growth or inflation, depending on your outlook. Sectors such as fossil fuel, defense contracting, private prisons, and pharmaceutical companies have been rising with Republicans to be sitting in the executive branch and both houses of Congress. And what about the economy itself in the first year of a Trump presidency? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting has been talking to economic forecasters.
Think of the economy like a relay race at a track meet. President Obama is coming to the end of his lap. He's about to pass the baton to Donald Trump. How's Team America doing? Well, job growth is steady, around 175,000 per month. Unemployment's below 5%. And growth could speed up, says John Canale at LPL Financial.
There's going to be a substantial fiscal stimulus coming down the pike. Tax cuts and, importantly, a big infrastructure package.
Trump has proposed spending $500 billion on roads, railroads, airports. Short term, that much spending would put Team America on steroids. Long term, it could burn our runner, the economy, out.
Tax cuts and spending increases raise the odds that you do too much of something. So do you spend too much? Do you borrow too much? Do you build too much? Those excesses are typically what cause recessions.
And Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group thinks there's a big risk Trump will stumble right out of the gate if he cancels trade deals or starts a trade war with China.
Does Trump believe that he can lord over the U.S. economy the way he lords over his own company, that he can negotiate with other countries the way one negotiates with other firms? He is probably badly mistaken.
Josh Bivens at the Progressive Economic Policy Institute says stimulus spending and massive tax cuts will make the economy run faster at first. But he likens the economy more to a marathon than a sprint and doesn't think Trump will give the muscles, that is, the workers in this race, the fuel they need in the form of higher wages.
I don't see a lot of push to raise the minimum wage. You'll see continued attacks on organized labor, and I think unions are really key to supporting wages.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal after the election put the chance of a recession in the next 12 months at 20%, up from 14% this time last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.